When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody. It's another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 21st edition. Hope you guys had a great Wednesday. Took Wednesday off because the early slate would have been pointless for me to do because most of the West Coast wouldn't even have listened to it. It'd been lovely. Dropped some notes in the Discord. Enjoyed the day, but we are back. We have a seven-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntrick or join us in the Gain of the Edge Fantasy Discord. Cheat sheet, all the good stuff. Over there at Gain of the Edge Fantasy. All right, totals on this seven-game main slate that we have so far: Jays, Yankees, 7.5; Braves, Nationals, 9; Mets, Phillies, 9. So we have three of the seven totals. That's where we're living right now. It is that time of the year, folks. Let's talk some pitching on this seven-game slate. Your top price pitcher is Gerrit Cole at 12-2 at home against the Toronto Blue Jays, a Toronto Blue Jays team that struck out 13 times versus Michael King over seven innings. King was $5,900. That was glorious. You can go to Cole if you want at 12-2. I'm not going to pay that price tag. That's just not the way things have been. Not the way the cookie has crumbled, as they'd say, of late. So I'm going to pass on Cole at that price, and I'll save some cash and go farther down the list. Like, for instance, Tarik Skubal, $9,600 at the Oakland Athletics. Give me some Tarik in this one. Tarik coming off a gym, seven innings, one earned, 9 Ks at the Angels. Five innings, no earned, 9 Ks against Chicago. Seven innings, 2 earned, 7 Ks. Six innings, 2 earned, 9 Ks. Six innings, 4 earned, 7 Ks. Ks have been there. Last four starts over 20 DK points. He has been getting better and better as the season has gone on. He's $9,600 in Oco Coliseum, which really, really makes it juicy. And he takes on an Oakland Athletics team that over the last month, 27.7% K rate versus lefties while hitting 228 with a 188 ISO. I love Skubal at $9,600. I'll take the almost $3,000 savings off of Gerrit Cole, 2,600 to be precise, off of Gerrit Cole. So give me Tarik Skubal at $9,600. Not sure how Kyle Harrison's 91 versus the Dodgers. That's just bonkers to me. But we will move on from there. Jose Berríos is very intriguing in tournaments because that Yankees offense is atrocious. Berríos has three straight games over 20 DK points. He's coming off seven shutout with 8 Ks against Boston. He has struck out at least seven in three straight starts. Berríos is looking outstanding right now. And I mentioned this Yankees team has just been downright dreadful of late. Over the last month, versus right-handed pitching, 27.2% carry, .99 batting average, .62 ISO. So Berríos at 86 is really solid. Skubal and Berríos up top look like a great way to start out the party. Grayson Rodriguez is $8,100 at the Cleveland Guardians. Grayson's been outstanding as well, 22 or more points in three of his last four, coming off eight shutout with 7 Ks against Tampa Bay, at least 6 Ks in four straight starts. The thing is, it's Cleveland, and it's gotten better, but still 19.7% K rate, .254 average, .129 ISO. They just don't allow you to just feast is what it comes down to. So I have no problem if you want to use Grayson. He just has to be absolutely elite to pay off the price point. A few cheaper ones. Ranger Suarez at 79 is interesting versus the Mets. Suarez has really started to get things going, 20 or more in three of his last four. Six innings, one earned, 5 Ks. He had 10 Ks in his previous start. He got at least 5 Ks in five straight. He's got 10 or 8 or more Ks in two of his last four. It's the Mets. That's the situation you're looking at here. Are they going to continue to Mets it up? That's a very good possibility there. Over the last month, 22.7% K rate versus lefties, .254 average, .157 ISO. So if you want a cheaper option, I don't mind Ranger Suarez at 79. Kyle Hendricks will be very popular at 76 versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'd rather have Pirates bats than trust Kyle Hendricks, but that's just me. We'll see how that one goes. And I'd rather have Johan Oviedo versus the Cubs and Hendricks versus the Pirates, but I'd like to just game stack that game. We saw how it went bonkers on Wednesday. I think that could be the case again on Thursday. The other ones to keep in mind, if you need to go really cheap, Luis Medina, $6,600, super low floor, super high ceiling. And then David Peterson is $5,500. This is a dude I can definitely get behind. 5 2/3, 2 innings, 10 Ks as last time. What I love about Peterson, you're hoping for 5 or more innings. He's gotten you 5 or more in 3 of the last 4. He's gotten you 3 runs or less in those 3 starts. He's gotten you at least 8 Ks in those 3 starts. The other start was 4 innings, 4 and 5 Ks against Seattle. But he's $5,500, and that's something we like to see in a big, big way. Now, the other caveat, you're in Philadelphia, Citizens Bank Park, against the Philadelphia Phillies. A Phillies team, 24% K rate versus lefties over the last month, hitting .253 with a .239 ISO. That's big boy stuff. But if you just want to say screw it and punt pitching, David Peterson at 55 is not bad. He's got that 25-plus point ceiling for $5,500, which is really, really nice. So recapping the pitching on this 7-game slate, it's Scooble at 96, who I like a lot. But Arias is a great pivot at $8,600. I think he gets kind of overlooked on this slate. You can go Ranger Suarez at 79 if you need him. And if you need a full-on punt, David Peterson is your dude at 55. I'd love to just do Scooble and Rios and walk away, but I don't hate the idea of a Ranger Suarez or even throwing some David Peterson in our life to get us some bats on this slate. Speaking of the bats on this 7-game slate, let's get cracking on them. We got catcher's position for you here. Going right back to Baltimore, Adley Rutschman, $5,200 versus Hunter Gaddis, getting the call up from the minors to make the start for Cleveland. Shane Bieber should be going on Friday. Something to monitor there, but we'll target him too. But Baltimore going against Gaddis at 52 is not too shabby. If you are fading David Peterson, JT Realmuto at 5K is nice. Like, the Phillies bats are outstanding. If you want to fade Peterson, it's kind of a pick your poison situation. So we'll go that direction there. You got Sean Murphy at 46, Travis d'Arnaud at 42. I prefer d'Arnaud, but both of those are in play for you versus Jake Irvin. So once again, the Braves should be very popular on this slate in Washington. Going down below 4K now, man, Bo Naylor's been crushing another home run on Wednesday. I don't feel like fading Grayson Rodriguez on this slate. I think it's getting a little too cute for my liking. I'd rather go like Yan Gomes at 33 versus Johan Oviedo. That'd be an angle, maybe an Indy Rodriguez versus Kyle Hendricks. I prefer Yan Gomes out of those two. Going below 3K, though, if you're not using Barrios, Austin Wells is a one-off at 28. It's fine. He had his first career home run on Wednesday, so he could be like a one-off option for you. Other than that, check lineups and see what comes out as potential discounts at the catcher's position. First base for you, got Matty Olson versus Jake Irvin at 66. That's outstanding. And so is Cody Bellinger at 64 versus Oviedo. Like, both of those a lot on this slate. Going down a little cheaper, though, you can go Bryce Harper versus Peterson at 61 if you so choose. You can go Pete Alonso versus Suarez if you'd like. But I prefer, if I'm paying up, give me Olson or give me Bellinger and give me Olson. That's kind of where I'm looking if I'm paying up at the position. Now, if you want to save some cash, Torque. I know it's in Oakland at Oco Coliseum, but Torkelson's just been mashing it like a madman. He's $4,400 versus Medina and then that Oakland bullpen. So that is an option I can go to. I don't mind the Giants on Thursday, and they can give you some value too when we get to some outfield positions, because Emmett Sheehan's not good. A lot of pitch to contact, and the Dodgers bullpen is not great either. So I love the idea of getting some Giants in here, some discounts, and like no ownership at all. So Wilmer Flores at 43 versus Sheehan, maybe like a 3-man stack. I don't know if I want to go full on Giant stack, but you got some options here. And I'm not gonna, like, you don't have to go to Flores. I'm just mentioning them. He's first base, third base at 43. He's been the most consistent Giant out of the bunch. But if you want to go a little cheaper here, you got like Ryan O'Hearn at 38 hitting cleanup for Baltimore versus Hunter Gaddis. That is a strong play, very strong play. A cheaper Giant who went deep actually on Wednesday is Lamont Wade Jr. at 34. Dude's hitting like close to 400, if not over 400 in the month of September. Like, I really need to double check this now, because I was looking him up last week when I was discussing Fab on Benched with Bubba, I believe it was, or Bubba and the Bloom, one of the two shows. And, he's been quietly just destroying baseballs here. So, you know, let's have some fun here. It's September baseball. Let's take some deep dives here once in a while and get cracking on this. But Fangraphs is loading slow. Lamont Wade Jr., month of September game logs. Since September 1st, Lamont Wade, 381. He's gonna have 3 home runs now after Wednesday's game. But the dude's striking out over 11% of the time, striking out less than 6%. Lots of balls in play, which the reason I mentioned that is he's getting on base, he's scoring runs, he's doing good fantasy things, and at $3,400 should not be a complete overlook, which he is pretty much every slate. Cheaper than that, though, not a ton right out the gate. Maybe Young plays for Chicago, he's 26, but not plays I'm like forcing at this point in time. Second base, Mookie Betts is fine, but Ozzie Albies at 6K be my pay-up spot. Nico Horner at 57 is not too shabby either. So, like, both of those, I prefer Albies in his matchup. Otherwise, you can save some cash. Thyro Estrada is slowly getting going. He's 45 versus Sheehan. He'd be a piece of that. Ronnie Mauricio versus Suarez at 42 is not bad either. Mauricio's swinging it very, very well. If you're fading Medina, Zach McKinstry is down here at $3,400. He'd be another one. And then below 3K, like an Andy Ibañez at 29, potentially. If he's in the lineup, I think McKinstry will probably get the call on that one, though. Third base for you, you got Austin Riley at 59, always in play. But I like Gunnar Henderson at 54. That's a big play. Morel went deep again on Wednesday. He's 5K versus Oviedo. Next month, he just went deep as I was recording, actually. He's 5K versus Harrison. He's fine versus lefties. But I think there's other stacks I like a little more than the Dodgers. Could be wrong, though. But Morel at 5K. Ke'Bryan Hayes homered on Tuesday when I said he'd be a nice GPP play. I know he had at least a double, if not more, on Wednesday. He's 46 versus Hendricks. Dude's just crushing it, and no one plays him. So Ke'Bryan Hayes, probably one of your better tournament plays at third base if you're paying above 4K. Wilmer Flores at 43 is fine. Ronnie Mauricio at 42 is fine. Matt Vierling of Detroit at 4K. All good plays, but that 46 for Ke'Bryan is very enticing. Below 4K, now you got JD Davis at 38. Again, these Giants guys quietly, annoyingly, inconsistently productive. Let's put it that way. A lot of words that make productive not make sense. But if you watch the Giants, you know what I'm talking about. So JD Davis at $3,800 is just fine. Cheaper than that, Enrique Hernandez probably gets to start with Kyle Harrison at 31. You can go there. Chris Taylor at 34, if you so choose. They both been kind of slumping. Honestly, if you want to punt at third base, Kevin Biggio's been hitting cleanup. He hit third, actually, with Vladito going out on Wednesday. He's getting an MRI on Thursday, so he'll be out on Thursday and probably the weekend. But Kevin Biggio's third base outfield, actually hitting really well of late, hit third in the lineup on Wednesday. He's been hitting cleanup. If you just want to go like a YOLO one-off versus Cole, I don't hate Biggio at his price point at $3,800 and where he's hitting that order. Triolo of Pittsburgh, second base, third base at $2,700. He went deep on Wednesday. He's not a bad value. You know my thoughts on Mark Vientos. Well, Mark Vientos hit a home run on Wednesday. He's $2,700 versus the lefty Suarez. So you got some value down here with Triolo, Vientos, a couple dudes you're going to say screw it and go YOLO with. And I don't mind it one stinking bit on this slate. The other one is I better check him for it. Mastro Bioni, he's $2,300. He had a big game on Wednesday. If they have it, yeah, he put 17 points on Wednesday. He went 3 for 4, 2 doubles, and 2 runs scored. Hadn't done much of anything before that, but Cubs are clicking. Shortstop for you here. Trey Turner at 63 is totally fine, but like Gunner at 54. Francisco Lindor at 54 versus lefties, very enticing because he likes lefties a lot. So I don't mind that. Dansby Swanson at 52. Going down below, and then it just drops. Like there's CJ Abrams at 48, and then it drops below 4K. But I like Swanson at 52. McKinstry at 34. We talked about him. He's a second base shortstop eligible. And then going down below 3K. If Arias of, no, we're not fading Grayson. Never mind. Cancel that thought. Yeah, other than that, you're probably paying up at shortstop unless we see something really cool come out at lineups. Outfield position for you here. You got Acuna at 69. Nice. Betts at 67. Judge, meh. Bellinger at 64, I like a lot. Schwarbaum's at 56. Great tournament play because most don't play the lefty-lefty angle in that one. Cheaper ones, though, not cheap, but like Brian Reynolds at 53. Just Dongs Martinez is crushing. He's 52. But Christopher Morel, 5K, that Cubbies-Pittsburgh game is very, very much on the radar. Nick Castellanos double-donged on Wednesday. He's 48 versus Peterson. He does like him a lefty. You got Seth Mullins, who's been quieting down. He's 47 versus Gaddis. I'd rather have his teammate Santander at 45. Mullins is fine. He'll do his thing. But Santander's hitting higher in the order. He's playing more consistently production-wise. So keep him around. Ian Happ hit a grand slam on Wednesday. He's 47 versus Oviedo. So again, as usual in the outfield, you don't always have to pay up to the top. Like Kerry Carpenter's 44 versus Medina. That's a sneakier play. Like the Tigers and the Giants are kind of my sneaky value plays. Not sure I love them, but that's what they are. Yastrzemski's $3,900 for Sheehan. That's a very nice one leading off there in that matchup. Going down below, Yastrzemski is 39, so below 4K now. Austin Hayes is 36. Mike Tauchman's 36. Jack Sawinski at 36. Great tournament play. You know my thoughts on Jack versus hittable righties in tournaments. That's always a good one. Conforto's back. He's 34 versus Sheehan. As we keep sliding down in the low threes now. Akil Baddoo hitting towards the top of the Detroit order. He's 32 versus Medina. He's another one to keep an eye on. Parker Meadows went deep on Wednesday. He's 3K versus Medina. He's another cheapie. So, yeah, you can pay up for pitching because you get your cheapies with Detroit and or the Giants and then pay up for a big stack elsewhere, which makes it really nice. So you get, like, my dogs below 3K, Joshua Palacios, $2,800 versus Hendricks. He went deep, ninth home run of the season. You get my fighting Palacio brothers. Love those dudes. So, yeah, you got Palacios there at 28. You got Kesson Hierstead at 28 versus Gattis. He's another one to keep on the radar. And then other than that, there will be many more down here. Maybe Pete Crow Armstrong finally gets a start. I'm not in love with him, but maybe he gets a start. Who knows? Canaro's down here for Chicago. He's going to be dirt cheap. He was 23 the other night. He popped off, and I don't even see him down here, so I probably went past him somewhere. But there's a ton of options. Tons of options in the outfield. Yeah, there's Canaro. 20, he's up to 28. Good for him. Still a good play. All right, recapping the pitching. You can go Fried at 10K. I didn't mention him. Fried at 10K, but I think a lot of people are going to use him. So, like, Scooble at 96, Barrios at 86, but don't sleep on Fried. Fried's fine. He's battling a finger issue, though, something to monitor. But Scooble at 96, Barrios at 86. Suarez at 79 is okay. But if you just want to punt it with Peterson, totally cool with that. I'm going to try to do Scooble and Barrios and then match it up with some stacks I'm looking at here on this slate. Atlanta versus Irvin is totally fine. That's going to be very popular. Should be very popular. Baltimore versus Gattis is very, very nice. The Mets versus Suarez is okay. Philadelphia versus Peterson, both are kind of like there. Love the Pittsburgh-Chicago game as long as the rain stays away. Prefer the Pittsburgh side, honestly, but both are very strong. Like Detroit versus Medina as a sneakier one. And I like the Giants versus Sheehan as a sneakier one. Most will go Dodgers. So my main stacks would honestly be Pittsburgh-Chicago. Or if you want to fade that game, watch ownership, Atlanta-Baltimore. I'd imagine Atlanta's the chalk of the chalk, but they were low-owned on the early nine-gamer today compared to other places. So my main spot would be Pittsburgh-Chicago, but look at Atlanta-Baltimore. And then your value pieces are Detroit and the Giants. That's where I'm at for now. We'll see how lineups come out, but should be another fun-filled day on Thursday, seven-game main slate. We'll have the cheat sheet in the Discord. We're going to stack up Scooble and Barrios, and we're going to see how the lineups look, and we're going to rock and roll from there. But that should do it. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Friday's action on the diamond. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 21st edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.